Koch Network, Trump's Reducing of Refugee Inflow Not Warranted. By John Binder on October 31, 2019. President Trump's plan to continue reducing refugee resettlement across the United States is not warranted. According to the pro-mass immigration Koch Brothers network of donor class organizations. As Breitbart News reported, Trump is set to continue cutting refugee admissions next year by reducing former President Obama's refugee inflow by at least 80%. This reduction would mean a maximum of 18,000 refugees can be resettled in the U.S. between October 1, 2019, to September 30, 2020. This is merely a numerical limit and not a goal federal officials are supposed to reach. In response, a coalition of Republican and Democrat senators asked Trump to bring as many refugees as possible to the U.S. for permanent resettlement. Those senators included Senator John Thune, RSD, Senator Patrick Leahy, DBT, Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, Senator Tina Smith, DMN, Senator Mike Rounds, RSD, Senator Thomas Carper, DDA, Senator Rod Portman, RO, Senator Kristen Gillibrand, DNY, Senator Susan Collins, Army, Senator Jean Shaheen, DNH, Senator Roy Blunt, ARMO, Senator Tammy Baldwin, DY, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, Senator Cory Gardner, RCO, and Senator Ed Markey, DMA. The Libre Initiative, the Koch's premier pro-mass immigration organization, says the reduction of refugees to the U.S. is not warranted in a statement supporting the senator's call for as much refugee resettlement as possible. We're glad that so many in the House and Senate, on both sides of the aisle, recognize the importance of our long-standing national commitment to offer refuge to those in need. While the United States can only resettle a small fraction of the millions of refugees around the world, doing so saves lives and brings to our country talented people who contribute to our nation. Further restricting legal channels of immigration by cutting refugee admissions to their lowest level in history is not warranted, and we applaud the many members of Congress who recognize that. Emphasis added. Trump has touted the reduction of refugee resettlement in his constitutional travel ban as vital legal immigration reforms that have helped keep Americans safe from terrorism. Previously, the Kochs and their network have opposed any reductions to legal immigration to raise American workers' wages. Reforms to save U.S. taxpayers billions of dollars by ending welfare-dependent legal immigration. An end to the country's birthright citizenship policy that rewards illegal aliens' U.S.-born children with American citizenship. And mass deportations of illegal aliens. As Breitbart News has reported, the U.S. has permanently resettled more than 1.7 million foreign nationals and refugees through a variety of humanitarian programs. A foreign population larger than the size of Philadelphia, which has 1.5 million residents. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to the latest research. Over the course of 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.